Rescue efforts in Taiwan continue with hundreds of crew workers scouring through rubble 3 days after a powerful earthquake shook the island. At least 38 people are reported dead. NPR's Elise Hugh reports from Taiwan, where hope of finding more survivors is fading.
At the Golden Dragon apartment complex, in a mess of metal and concrete, are stories of death and life. What is your name? A rescue worker says to a three-year-old boy trapped under twisted beams for more than a day, one arm crushed by concrete. Crew members fed the toddler by reaching a straw to him until they could wrestle him out. His parents are still missing. Elsewhere in the wreckage, two brothers took turns yelling for help in order to preserve their voices. Help reached them, and they survived. But dozens are still missing or already among the casualties, including a 10-day-old baby. Another infant, a 6-month-old, was pulled out alive with her father's dead body still hugging her. The baby died later at the hospital. Taiwanese President-elect Tsai Ing-wen visited the site early Monday morning. All of Taiwan is with these rescuers and the people of Tainan, she said, referring to the city that sustained most of the destruction. On this Chinese New Year's Day, traditional nationwide celebrations are canceled. Instead, Taiwanese leaders have rushed to temples to pray for more survivors. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Taipei.